You're listening to the LI Business News podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Now, Clodagh's here with the first look at the day's business. Hello to you.
Good morning, Karen.
And you've got news on vacancy on the high street.
Yes, some good news, Karen. The high street seems to be filling up rightly. Lisney have just published a report that takes a look at the commercial property sector last year, and retail really seems to have been a particularly bright spot. While vacancy rates here still lag behind the rest of the UK, prime town centre and out-of-town retail locations returned their lowest levels of empty shops since 2011. A study of 17 towns and cities across Northern Ireland showed that prime retail vacancy rates fell 2.5% to about 14.5% in 2015. And this report says that that's been driven by a number of factors, including things like increasing confidence in the market, as well as the fact that rates were revalued. The knock-on effect of the success of the UK property market has also led to more new investors entering the Northern Ireland market. However, we still have some way to go in terms of catching up with some other parts of the UK. We're still above averages of about 10% seen in England and Scotland. Belfast City Centre has seen the biggest improvement. Their retail landscape has filled up considerably in the last 12 months. The number of empty shops fell from almost 20% in 2014 to just 12.5% last year, which was the largest fall in vacancy rates since 2011. But while the retail growth seems to be improving, other sectors aren't doing quite so well. We've been hearing a lot about a lack of Grade A office accommodation. Well, this report says that the Grade A office market has finally stalled. Lisney's Managing Director, Declan Flynn, says he hopes that increased retail activity in Belfast will trickle down to other parts of Northern Ireland.
We've noticed a resurgence in Belfast City Centre. Now you can see that prime vacancy rates have fallen from nearly 20% to 12.5%. And I think you can see that when you walk down, particularly Donegal Place. Two most important factors are consumer confidence and the rebalancing of the rates, making the units more affordable, particularly the more expensive prime units. From a Northern Ireland perspective, I think we're seeing Belfast being the sort of shining light of what should happen in the rest of Northern Ireland. So it's great to see it happening in Belfast, and hopefully it can spread out throughout the rest of the province. It has to start somewhere, and it's important that it has started somewhere. Vacancy rates throughout much of the UK are around 10%, and we were at 20%. We've closed that gap significantly, and yes, we have some way to go. But there's good demand from our high street retailers, and that consumer confidence is hopefully here to stay, particularly when we've got low interest rates.
That's Declan Flynn there from Lisney. And if we just take a first look at the markets, then the FTSE closed down 41 points yesterday at 58.72. A pound is worth $1.45 and €1.33, and that makes a euro worth 75 pence.
Clodagh's back with more business, and next up it's business rates.
Yes, good morning, Karen. Well, different sectors of the economy are meeting later on today to discuss potential changes to the business rate system. And business rates are important because they're one way for the government to generate income. Consultations are ongoing at the minute, and the consultation period closes at the end of this month. Richard Johnston is Associate Director at Ulster University's Economic Policy Centre. So, Richard, would you mind talking us through then what are some of the changes then that could be on the horizon?
Okay, well, the rating system raises about £600 million per annum for the Northern Ireland Executive, so it's a very important revenue stream. There are about £220 million of exemptions and relief applied within that system. And really the consultation is concerned with who gets relief, what sectors get relief, how much that relief is, and what way the relief is formed. So it's important that people who receive relief currently or would like to amend the system to make it to something that is better for Northern Ireland and gives us the society that we want, are engaged fully in that process. The event this morning is arranged by Chambre PA, and it will discuss a lot of the different exemptions, different reliefs and policy choices that we may make in the future.
And now, we already know about some of the options that may be narrowing and some of the exemptions that you were talking about, particularly industrial properties aren't going to be affected, nor farms.
Yes, that's correct. Certain exclusions to farming will remain, and industrial derating, which has been in place for a long number of years, will remain in place. So that will place the focus then on the other policies that are in place or potentially new policies that may change the shape of the Reading policy system.
And like, nobody wants to pay more tax, but one of the big question marks is around charity shops.
Yeah, charitable relief is one of the main policy areas. But I think it's good that all policies are on the table, and you know, as a process of good devolution and a proper, fully informed discussion around devolved government, that we look at all of our policies, the cost of all of those things, what we get for Northern Ireland, and really what the best thing is for Northern Ireland. So the question is, do we want high tax, excellent public services, or do we want to have a lower tax and less extensive public services society? So.
And I'm sure there'll be plenty more discussion on that later on today. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Richard. And if we just take a look at the markets then, the FTSE will open this morning at 58.72. A pound is worth $1.45 and €1.33, and that makes a euro worth 75 pence.
Now, Clodagh is right here with the very latest business morning.
Good morning, Karen. Well, some results just out from the department store chain Debenhams. They posted higher than expected sales in the last 19 weeks of the year, which they say was driven by strong Christmas trading and growing online shopping. Like-for-like sales were up 1.9% and online sales were up by 12%. So off the back of this strong performance, their shares are already up 17% this morning. In other news, the Newry-based financial technology firm First Derivatives has bought the UK consultancy Quantum for £2.2 million. This is the latest in a series of purchases by the company, which now employs around 1,000 people. Quantum was founded in 2011 and they work in the UK, the United States and Hong Kong, and they reported profit before tax of £0.3 million in their latest financial year. The CEO of First Derivatives, Brian Conlon, said buying Quantum will help to add to their existing capabilities and support their growth plans, and that they're already planning to welcome their staff to the group. And some good news out this morning about the number of empty shops on our high streets. The commercial property agents Liz Nee have found the vacancy rate in Belfast's prime retail area fell from almost 20% in 2014 to 12.5% in 2015, which they say was the largest fall in vacancies since 2011. Part of the reason for this improvement was a rates revaluation. Across Northern Ireland, vacancies were down from 17 to about 14.5%, which is still higher than some other parts of the UK, like England and Scotland. And if we just take a last look at the markets then this morning, the FTSE is up 22 points at 58.94. A pound is worth $1.45 and €1.33, and that makes a euro worth 75 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.